With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Russian presidential election is over.
Russian officials have released early returns showing President Vladimir Putin has won a landslide victory in the presidential election. Russia's Central Election Commission says Putin has 87.97% of the vote. A win will extend his rule by another 6 years and takes place against the backdrop of the harshest crackdown on political opposition and freedom of speech in Russia since Soviet times. Putin's fiercest political rival, Alexei Navalny, died in an Arctic prison last month, and other critics are either in jail or in exile. Only three token candidates and no one who opposes his war in Ukraine were allowed to run against him. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Former President Trump says the war in Ukraine would have never happened if he were still president. During an interview with Fox News, President Trump said he had a good relationship with the Russian president, and he warned him against invading Ukraine. He said if he were reelected, he would negotiate a deal to end the fighting. Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll continue to increase the fight against terror group Hamas, despite criticism from Democrats looking to win Muslim votes.
We're not obstructing peace. We're ensuring that we don't have a catastrophic suicidal move. And second, it's not just me. It's the vast majority of Israelis. So if you want to take up the issue with the vast majority of Israelis, say so. Say you're against the vast majority of the people of Israel. And don't try to personalize it, because it's not a personal thing. I'm leading the policy that most Israelis think is essential for our survival and our future.
And a majority of Americans also support his actions with Israel. Audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. A charter flight carrying dozens of U.S. citizens escaping brutal gang violence in Haiti lands in Miami. This is SRN News. Mexico's presidential candidates sign a commitment for peace with church leaders.
The document proposes strategies to reduce violence following church criticism that Mexico suffers from a deep crisis of violence and social decomposition. Presidential frontrunner Claudia Sheinbaum said she did not share that pessimistic assessment, but would be open to dialogue with church leaders. The opposition candidate criticized the increased military presence in Mexico and said the church can play a fundamental role in building peace. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The director of The Chosen TV series says the free streaming of season 4 is being delayed due to legal issues. In a 16-minute Facebook video, Dallas Jenkins said the delay is disappointing, but the goal is to resolve the matter and make sure the series remains free for viewers. In the meantime, churches and prisons will be able to host promotional screenings of season 4. This is SRN News. North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles towards its eastern waters early Monday.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told his parliament that North Korea fired a number of ballistic missiles into the waters between the two nations. He said there was no reported damage nor injuries, and he denounced North Korea's repeated tests as acts that threaten the region. The North's previously known missile tests were a month ago and came following the recent end of South Korean U.S. military drills. George Williams reporting.
Over a dozen people are recovering from injuries after the 39th Los Angeles Marathon. First responders tended to at least 17 people at the Sunday event. The 26.2-mile race had 26,000 participants. The California Horse Racing Board says a horse died shortly after winning a race at Santa Anita Saturday. The 4-year-old colt was euthanized on site. It's the 6th death this year there. More details at SRNnews.com.